This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's say you've got errands to run or stuff around the house that needs to get done and you just can't. You're busy or there's something else going on. TaskRabbit might be the answer. It's sort of like Uber, but for the everyday stuff of life. Stacey Brown Philpott is the CEO, and she is also today's conversation from the corner office. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So when you go to a dinner party or your kid's soccer game or, I don't know, out at the store and somebody says, so what do you do? What do you tell them?
I tell people I run a company that helps people find other people to do chores around their house.
And then when they look at you and go, huh, then what do you say?
If you need a handyman to put together some IKEA furniture or you need a TV mounted on the wall, we have an app that you can download and find somebody to do it in just a couple of clicks in 5 minutes.
And you are now in the midst of a big expansion after, it has to be said, growing pretty slowly for a long while.
Yeah, we're excited to launch TaskRabbit in 20 additional markets over the next 6 months. We have built a business that provides quality handymen in 19 cities, and we're excited to be in almost 40 cities within the next 6 months.
Are you guys profitable yet, by the way?
Very close to profitability. Yes, we're on that path.
Well, that's always good. Better to be on that path or not. Let me ask you a couple of questions about you, actually, because you have had an interesting route to get to TaskRabbit. From Detroit, you spent time at Goldman Sachs via Stanford and then Google before you got recruited to TaskRabbit. What was it that made you want to go to time at Google in its early days, why a sharing economy company?
You know, I fell in love with the vision of TaskRabbit, which is to revolutionize everyday work. And I grew up in the city of Detroit where a lot of people didn't have work opportunities, but they were good, hardworking people, including I had a single mom who took care of me and my brother. And so what we get to do at TaskRabbit is create jobs. I'm excited about the opportunity that we have to what I think of as creating everyday work for everyday people. And it was hard not to pass up a chance to create more jobs for people who I grew up with all over this country.
Okay, but here's the thing. As you know, as well as anybody else in this country, by virtue of what you do, the nature of work in this country is changing. The kinds of jobs, the pay of those jobs, all of those things. Is TaskRabbit a place where somebody can go and make a living in this new economy?
Yeah, the nature of work is definitely changing. People aren't interested in the days of wanting to spend 40 hours inside one building doing the same thing is ultimately, I believe, going to disappear. So on TaskRabbit, the average hourly wage is $35 an hour, which is five times the federal minimum wage. And so not only it's a flexible income, it's a meaningful income that people all over the country today are using to fill an income gap that they have and pay one to three major bills.
So this is going to sound maybe a little pointed, but, you know, what the heck? That sounds a lot like what the folks who run Uber say, right? Oh, yeah, it'll be great for you, and you can totally get by. And then you hear stories about drivers not getting health care and getting, expenses that they can't cover and all of those sorts of things. And so I go back to my previous question, which, although artfully, you didn't quite answer. Can you make a living working for TaskRabbit?
We have taskers who have made $150,000 a year. We have taskers who have paid for their kids to go to college. We have taskers who, you know, make $60,000 a year on TaskRabbit in addition to $50,000 in another job that they have. And for a lot of people, that's making more than a living. That's actually making a good living. We also offer things like training, and then we've partnered with various companies to offer portable benefits. Things like accessing health care or other retirement options are available through the marketplace.
This is kind of a more macro question, and I'd be curious to get your take. When do you think this idea of the changing nature of work will become the new normal, this idea that people have to dip in and dip out and do lots of things to get by? Because clearly that seems to be the way things are going.
I believe it's going to be sooner than we all think. Most of our taskers are part-time, but the phenomenon that we're seeing in the trend with them is that they're making more and more hours available to task on TaskRabbit. And as you've seen from the way the U.S. government is now tracking census data, they've started to track again income from independent contracting services because there's a recognition that that's the new normal, becoming the new normal of how people work.
Stacey Brown Philpott, she is the CEO of TaskRabbit. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
We've got the rest of our conversation out now on our Corner Office podcast. Subscribe, give a listen, let us know what you think, but be gentle.